From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. No new oil is flowing from the runaway well at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico for the first time in months, but BP is not yet breathing easy. NPR's Richard Harris joins us now. Richard, what's the latest this morning from the oil company?
The well was shut off in order to run a test to see what condition it was in under the sea, and this morning BP said their pressure readings were in the gray zone. The well is not in horrible shape, but the readings aren't strong enough for them to say the well is perfectly okay, so they're taking some time today to study it more. BP says they've been surveying the seafloor with their rover cameras and sonar equipment, and they find nothing that makes them worry that oil and gas is coming up, but they do plan a more definitive test later today. The National Incident Commander, Thad Allen, says it's likely they will need to open the valves and resume collecting oil from the seafloor, and that would mean, unfortunately, more oil would go into the water, at least in the short run, while they get those systems up and running.
Thanks, Richard. NPR's Richard Harris reporting from Washington. NPR's Kathy Lohr is on the Gulf Coast. She's been speaking with some residents there who are hopeful but also somewhat skeptical.
Hearing the well has stopped gushing is good news for sure at the Bourbon House restaurant and oyster bar. But there is a hesitancy among those who have been watching the spill for 3 months. Floor manager Henry Sobiak says people aren't sure what to believe.
Well, this will be the third or fourth try for them to stop this well, and every other try has failed.
Many here say even if this temporary fix works, so much damage has been done to Gulf businesses and the environment. The seafood industry is struggling, tourism is down, and cleanup efforts are just beginning. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, New Orleans.
Consumer prices are down for a third straight month, edging 0.1% lower in June, thanks in large part to lower energy bills. Excluding the volatile food and energy categories, consumer prices were up just 0.2% last month for an annual inflation rate of just under 1%. President Obama is acknowledging that the upcoming congressional elections could in large part turn on how voters regard his leadership, especially concerning the economy. He says nobody in the White House is satisfied with the nation's lingering high unemployment rate.
If somebody's out of work right now, the only answer that I'm going to have for them is when they get a job. Up until that point, from their perspective, the economic policies aren't working. That's my job as president is to take responsibility for moving us in the right direction.
Mr. Obama on NBC's Today Show. The president is praising Congress for giving final approval to an overhaul of the nation's financial regulations, a measure aimed at preventing a repeat of the financial crisis of 2008. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner.
The members of Congress who voted for reform stood with the millions of Americans who lost their jobs, their homes, their businesses, and their savings as a result of this crisis.
Geithner says the government will have new power to seize and shut down troubled financial firms. This is NPR News from Washington. At least 30 people are dead in a Kurdish area of Iraq after a fire raced through a hotel there. NPR's Nishant Dahiya reports from Baghdad that the building apparently did not have fire escapes.
Eyewitnesses report seeing people fling themselves from the four-story building to escape the fire, which is thought to have been caused by an electrical short circuit. The city of Sulaymaniyah is a commercial capital of the Kurdish Autonomous Region. The city has become a thriving trade hub as Kurdish officials have tried to capitalize on the relative security in the region controlled by them. Nishant Dahiya, NPR News, Baghdad.
The new administration in the Philippines is preparing to enter peace talks with Muslim separatist and leftist rebels in the country's far-flung regions. From Manila, Simone Orendine reports two negotiating teams are being formed.
For decades, the southern region of Mindanao has been a hotbed of Muslim separatist insurgency in the predominantly Roman Catholic country. At the same time, communist rebels throughout the country have sought to break the Philippines' ties to the U.S., and talks with both have come in fits and starts until now. President Benigno Aquino III has said the country needs to be stable to attract foreign investment. His peace advisor, Teresita Delis, says peace building has to happen quickly.
It's a necessity, let me say that. This country cannot move further along with an armed conflict of the levels that we have them.
Dulles expects informal talks with the Moro Islamic Liberation Front to begin by September. For NPR News, I'm Simone Orendine in Manila.
A rare but minor earthquake has shaken the nation's capital this morning. The quake had a magnitude of 3.6. No significant damage or injuries reported. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.